Today on the Just Read podcast, we're reading Joshua chapter 2, verses 15 through 24. Two Israelite spies were kept safe by a harlot named Rahab. As they leave, they solidify a plan to keep Rahab and her family safe. Let's read Joshua chapter 2, verses 15 through 24. Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall, so that she was living on the wall. She said to them, "Go to the hill country so that the pursuers will not happen upon you, and hide yourselves there for 3 days until the pursuers return. Then afterward you may go on your way." The men said to her, "We shall be free from this oath to you which you have made us swear, unless when we come into the land you tie this cord of scarlet thread in the window through which you let us down, and gather to yourself into the house your father and your mother and your brothers and all your father's household. It shall come about that anyone who goes out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be on his own head, and we shall be free. But anyone who is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head if a hand is laid on him. But if you tell this business of ours, then we shall be free from the oath which you have made us swear." She said, "According to your words, so be it." So she sent them away, and they departed, and she tied the scarlet cord in the window. They departed and came to the hill country, and remained there for 3 days until the pursuers returned. Now the pursuers had sought them all along the road, but had not found them. Then the two men returned and came down from the hill country, and crossed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun, and they related to him all that had happened to them. They said to Joshua, "Surely the Lord has given all the land into our hands. Moreover, all the inhabitants of the land have melted away before us." That was Joshua chapter 2, verses 15 through 24. As a sign of their pact, Rahab is to hang a red cord from her window. This story sounds a lot like Israel's deliverance from Egypt. When the spies return, they bring a message of courage and confidence to Joshua. Thank you for reading with me.